through the home.
Yeah, that's nice and cool out here.
Yeah, it's better than at home last week.
Yeah.
How ready were you, Sean, to get out here and do this?
You know, I'm excited every year for football season to start. Training camp, I don't know, but football season, yes. So, you know, it's the same as any other year, you know, let's get it started.
What is it about training camp that makes you want to go to the regular season that you don't like?
Well, I just like the games. Everybody knows that. So, easy sentence. Wish I liked the games. So, so it's the same.
Is there a different feel to this overall kind of air of expectations with fans?
You know, I think that last year we set a goal to shock everybody and show everybody that we were, you know, ready to go to the Super Bowl and be one of those teams. And I think this year just more people believe it, so I think that with that, you know, comes a little bit more work that you got to put into it.
How busy was your off season with the old Madden thing and all the other marketing and things that came your way?
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable, you know, from all the awards to being blessed to be the Nike guy and the Madden guy, you know, all these cool things, you know, it was just crazy. But at the same time, you know, I've had the best trainers for like the last 5 years, and they've always met me in L.A., met me in New York, met me in Alabama before this year, you know. And so this year, you know, it looked wild because I was in more of the eye, but my travel schedule was pretty close to all the other years.
So did those guys go with you? You had an entourage as you went?
Yeah, you know, I tell people my entourage is probably the most different entourage that any NFL player has ever had. You know, a 70-year-old track coach and, you know, a wife and two kids. You know, it's different, you know, but we have a good time doing it.
What kind of workouts do you do in those situations?
You know what? It just depends on what stage we're in. You know, our goal always is to be the best. You know, from you know, October all the way through February. So we kind of always at this building stage. So you know, from lifting weights, it could be different to running, and also kind of controls how much I do travel. You know, from whether we're doing running drills to lifting drills.
Did that help all the that's extra stuff that helped the offseason go faster, or did it make it seem longer?
Oh, faster. You know, this offseason felt like it was the fastest ever, but then, you know, of course it was, you know, which I don't mind that. I want all the offseasons to be like this year.
When did the book stuff take part? Were you doing, was that part of the offseason too?
You know, the book season was such a crazy, blessed thing. You know, I've always wrote notes and things about my life or just my family or friends. And about 2 years ago, some of my buddies' mothers were writers in Alabama. And they were just like, you know, you should make this a book. And so I was like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, I kind of laughed it off. And I ran into Cecil Murphy, who's just this great ghostwriter. He's sold, like, you know, millions and millions of books. And he was like, you know, this thing is singing, it could be good, you know. So we started writing 2 years ago, and then I just praying one morning in the middle of the season, and I felt like God was telling me just to stop. So, you know, so I just stopped, and then, you know, of course, 2 years later, you know, about the same, about the third game of the season last year, you know, just praying in my office again in the morning before I head into practice, you know, I just had this gut feeling that it was time to pick the book up, and then, you know, you look up and we start the greatest streak in Seahawk history. You know, I'm like, dang, this time is perfect. You know, so you know, the book has just been it's been fun. It's a really positive success story for just people, just to know that, man, success is easy. You know what I mean? You just got to go after it, and you know, and that's what it's about.
How cool was it to not only go to the ESPYs but walk away with two awards?
Yeah, that was fun. You know, awards is always fun. You know, it don't matter. You know, if we say who can walk to the end of the gate the fastest, everybody's going to be like, man, I wonder if I can win, you know. So that was cool. And the after parties were fun, walking around with trophies. And, you know, you're sitting next to LeBron James, and you're like, yeah, I've got two of them sitting right here. You know, so that's always fun. And, you know, Lance Armstrong's a really cool guy. And it was just a good time hanging out with all the other celebrities.
What's the status of the community center you're building in Florence?
You know what? It's actually kind of rough right now. We actually have to go through a bunch of city sanction code things that I never knew about. so that's been rough. And And we also found out that it's better for the city if the city gets involved with it. So that's been like pulling teeth where, you know, I never realized it was so hard to do some good things. I'm like, man, now you just throw a bunch of, you know, you throw millions of dollars into something, just put it up there and get it running. And then they're like, well, you got to worry about this tree, and then you got to fix this pot. And, you know, you're like, oh, man. So I have no idea. I have a great team of people around it, and I've just kind of, you know, from day one, you know, bought it and then let them take care of it. So you know, not really wise business wise, but it's not to make money. So I'm sure that you know, the biggest goal I told them was to do it right where it can be really helpful for the community. And you know, and that's been my main goal for that.
And you think they'll get it done?
I hope so. You know, I think you know, I'm not like there right now, so of course it'd probably be done faster when you're hands on, but I think the biggest thing is, you know, waiting to see what the community is going to do to get involved. You know, if we wanted to build the greatest thing here in Cheney, and the Cheney people are slow, we can't do nothing about that. You know, so I think that's what we're waiting on. So hopefully, you know, for their own sake, it'll get going pretty quickly.
Coach. Sean, does the new contract sort of, you know, the security, I guess, of knowing you're going to be here for a while, if you can be, you know, kind of give you the more motivation, I guess, to do some things with the community and some other things that you've been wanting to do for a while?
Yeah, you know what, it's just good anytime you know you can stay, you know, and I tell Tim and Todd and Mike all the time, I was like, you know, you guys really sent a great message to everybody on this team that's just come out of the gate playing hard, you know. And I told him, I said, you got guys like Lofa and Hill, and, you know, they're going to play, you know, all out because they know that you guys are going to come back and make sure that they can be here forever. And that's what you want to do. You want to get guys in here that say, hey, we're a family. If you come in, we're not going to just, you know, do this and then throw you to the side, you know, and let someone else win your Super Bowl. But, you know, they're all about everybody staying here and winning it. And that's a positive thing that a message that they sent to everybody.
Sean, Coach talked about every player getting better, working on things. What does that mean to you after coming off the season you had?
You know what? That's a definite statement. You know what I mean? I never want to be done, you know. And every year I've always had the same goal, is just get a little bit better. And I've been working hard this summer, and I'm going to keep on working hard through this whole training camp to just get a little bit better. And whatever that is, we're going to be happy with.
Is it possible to have better numbers than 28?
It's definitely possible. There's more numbers. You know, you can say 29, but we can try to go for it, you know.
What do you think about the reception today from everybody, and just kind of, it seemed like a lot of energy out there with the guys?
Yeah, you know what? It's really good. It's a really good thing. You know, anytime everybody gets excited, you know, it makes it a lot easier for us to really feel appreciated and want to really do something special for them also.
If you had to define a theme or a motto for this year's training camp, what would it be?
For this year's training camp? You know what? This whole year is going to be the same way. I told everybody. Mike has made me promise not to talk about the Super Bowl too much, so I've been saying the same thing to everybody. The sky's the limit, you know? I just leave it like that, you know? If we can get to the moon, let's get there, you know? And that's what we're shooting for.
Get it, guys?